You're listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications, on another big night for Brayhead Clan at home as they took on second place Manchester Storm in the Elite League. It was the Storm who won by 3-2. They were coached by Ryan Finnerty. After the game, I caught up with Cameron Burt, who gave his thoughts on how his team performed. Cameron, overtime losses as they go, how hard was that one to take?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough one to swallow, but you know, you look back and I think we played a very good brand of hockey there. You know, it was a great game, back and forth. You know, it was physical, fast, and you know, I thought we battled. We had some injuries there, and guys were going down, and the penalties and power plays weren't going our way, but you know, we clawed back and we were able to fight for a point, and you know, every point counts right now.
We've seen that from the Clan the last few games. Now there's a real edge in this team at the moment, but again, you lose so narrowly, it makes it a lot harder to take.
Yeah, I mean, you know what, you got to look at the positives here. I mean, you know, we've gotten points out of our last four games against good teams. You know, we took one from Sheffield, one on the road, and took one in Belfast, which is a tough place to play, and then came back here off short rest and we're able to get a point. So you know, you can see the positives that are going on. Our power play's clicking better. You know, all four lines are going. Deer moving the puck. So, you know, if we keep playing like this, then, you know, we'll be right there.
Coventry and Dundee won tonight. Does that put extra pressure on the guys?
No, I mean, you know, if we went out, it's on us. So we just got to win our games and we're in. So we can't worry about too much what they're doing because we don't play them anymore. So we gotta take our games game by game, shift by shift, and, you know, we control our own destiny.
Take me into the locker room. What's the togetherness like amongst this group at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, right now it's a very, very positive attitude in the locker room. You know, everybody's coming together, and it's unfortunate it took too long, but right now you want everybody going, and everybody's going. Everybody's on the same page. Nothing but support and positive attitude. That's what we got to have, and it's coming from the top down. So, you know, our big guys are stepping up. We've got some guys back in the lineup. Tyler Shattuck has injected instant offense for us, and, you know, you can't say enough about his play. So, you know, guys like that stepping up for us are only going to motivate the other guys to step up.
And after that win last night in Belfast as well, I mean, that was huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough travel day going there, and they're a good team. Good team, good crowd, and, you know, we went in and we got the job done. You know, I can't say enough about our performance that game. Ryan Nye stood on his head and made some saves that, you know, I don't know if you'll ever see again. And then we got some guys that cashed in and scored goals. So it was good to get that going, get those 2 points.
What, apart from the obvious motivation of getting 2 points, was the fact that they were going there to party after winning the Challenge Cup last week? Was that
as well? Yeah, it was. You know, we know they might have had that Challenge Cup hangover. We had heard they hadn't practiced until that Thursday, so, you know, we knew they were right for the picking, and we needed those points. We didn't want them, we needed them, and that was our mentality going in, and, you know, we weren't going to be denied.
Of course, on to Milton Keynes this week. You feel a bit sad that 6 games before the next game?
No, you know what? You got to go in and, you know, we're get a couple of days off here and go back to work and go into the next weekend. And, you know, we got to get 4 points out of the next weekend. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. You know, our crowd's been great for us. And, you know, we're playing a better grade of hockey coming down the line here. So, you know, it's just on to the next one.
That was the thoughts of Cameron Burt there on the back of Clan's 3-2 overtime loss to Manchester Storm. Tickets are available for the next home game. It's Clan against the Milton Keynes Lightning. That's next Saturday at 7 o'clock. Get yourself on to brayheadclan.com for further ticket information. That's all for now from Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. I'll be back soon. Bye for now.